Welcome back to the pre-finals and finals here for this 2013 edition of the Bob Heim Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Back once again, and as we get set for the Super Heavies, Senior National Super Heavies pre-final, they're in good formation now. Away and racing, into the 4-5 wide, down the front straight as the 77 is spinning off the circuit. As they finally sort things out down there in turn two, more carnage. Finally starting to try and see how the carts can get themselves in these cool and slippery conditions into good formation. So the pre-final, 12 laps the distance, and unfortunately for Tony Lawson, he has got a lot of work to do. He was the cart that was off at the coming out of turn one and heading down the back straight when it started to get a bit chaotic. Phil Middleton leads the way now. Middleton from John Horsburgh, then it's Braden Boots, Kurt Dickerson, Ian Sadler, Michael Hazelton, Paul Skubiris, then it's Ricky Noyan, Max Labert, Benjamin Church, Brent Dixon, and then Tony Lawson and Graham Abbott was the cart that had spun in turn number two. So as the front runners head back towards the start-finish line now, Philip Middleton leading the way in cart number two. Braden Boots in the 30 cart has worked his way up into second position and is only 0.2 of a second behind your race leader in Phil Middleton. So Boots putting on a charge here in these early laps of the pre-final. Middleton holding him for the moment. As they work their way through the infield once again, Middleton maintaining a cart length advantage over Boots. Boots just not close enough to be able to challenge at this stage. So Middleton in the Workplace Training Centre. Cart from Lithgow, part of the Combined Districts Car Club. And fitting we should be talking about the Combined Districts Car Club and, of course, the State Championships coming up over the October long weekend out there at Lithgow, hosted by the Combined Districts Car Club. And we look forward to a big weekend in October for the New South Wales state titles. Also coming up on the Australia Day weekend, might remind you of another meeting out there at Lithgow which has gathered a lot of interest over the years, and that is the ladies meeting. That's the Australia Day weekend, and one event that they're really keen to get more people involved in is the Canteen Ladies Cup, where they invite all the ladies who do so much work for the clubs around New South Wales to come out and be part of their own little race. So problems now on the circuit for Graham Abbott. I think he's had another spin just heading towards the S's, and that puts him off the circuit now. So Phil Middleton across the start finish line will have half race distance completed this time by. And the front four are starting to concertina together now as Middleton, Boots, Horsburgh and Dixon are all nose to tail. First through fourth is separated by 0.6 of a second. And it looks like Middleton has got a slightly better cart speed coming out of turn two, which gives him a bit of an advantage now as he heads through the S's and down the back straight. They all close back up through the hairpin, turn number four, and work their way through the infield once again. So some good solid performances here in the pre-final of Senior National Super Heavy. Middleton skipping away for the moment. Boots looks over his shoulder now as Horsburgh makes the move going into turn number two. Boots just gets in, tried to do a crossover move then, and it didn't work out. Now Curtis Dixon, another of the Orange Car Club members out there on the circuit. Curtis Dixon now up into third position and putting the pressure on Horsburgh. So two combined District Car Club drivers at the front of the field, Middleton and Horsburgh, but it's Oranges, Curtis Dixon, who is putting the pressure on now. So as the leader heads through turn two, he's got a 1 second advantage over Horsburgh and Dixon. Boots is really starting to fade now, so Brandon Boots in the 30 car, dropping well back and coming under the coming under the pressure fairly soon from Ian Sadler in that Batteries and Bits cart. So the Toorak Wines cart of Braden Boots from Griffith just has had a tough weekend, has the 30 cart showed some good speed in patches, but today once again he was fast early but fading quite badly now, and Sadler is almost on his back bumper. So expect the battle here between the 30 and as they head down the back straight, and Boots just can't accelerate away out of the corners, and Sadler, well, that was an easy pass for him in that Batteries and Bits cart. So they work their way through the infield now. It's Phil Middleton with 10 laps complete. Horsburgh and Dixon, none of those drivers competing for position. But Ricky Noyan in the 18 car, back there in 6th position, has now caught Braden Boots in the 30. So Noyan is going to put the pressure on and try and take 5th position away. Leader heads down through the infield as Philip Middleton will receive the white flag this time by in the Workplace Training Centre cart. White flag is out. Horsburgh is back 1.1 seconds off the leader, with Dixon 1.2 seconds further back. So Sadler in 4th position. Noyan's closing in on him on this last lap. That looks like it could be the best battle for position as the leader heads down into the hairpin and towards the infield for the final time. The pre-final for the Senior National Super Heavies, brought to you by Clint Baker Buildings. It's Phil Middleton who takes the victory. Horsburgh comes home in 2nd, 3rd place Dixon. Then it's back to Sadler, who holds off the hard-charging Ricky Noyan. Braden Boots holds on to 6th position with Michael Hazelton back there in 7th. Benjamin Churchland is the next car through in 8th. Then it's Paul Skabiris, Max Labart, Tony Lawson, and unfortunately for Graham Abbott, he had a couple of dramas out there in the 11 cart, and he will be looking for his crew to bring the trolley out to him so he can get that cart back to the pits and ready for the finals. So, C National Super Heavy now in the book, and Open Performance is up next. Just as we get set for the Open Performance pre-final. Interesting, I can't see Steve Martin out there. So Steve Martin, who won the first heat yesterday, then had all sorts of dramas in the subsequent two heats. Ready for a start. Steve Hampson's on the pole. Jackson Delamont on the outside of the front row. Bruce Otter's out of 3. Harrison Knight is the next card in the 42, James Marquez and Brent Logan. So just the 7 cards to greet the starter here in Open Performance. The raffle is on again. 3 tickets for $5. Raffle 1, you can get a chance at winning an Xbox, Sony digital camera, Rip Curl backpack, remote-controlled UFO or digital photo keyring. So raffle tickets now on sale as we go green here in the Open Performance pre-final, and it's Jackson Delamont on the outside of the front row that gets the jump over Hampson. Still side by side in that second row, Otto there with the Otto there with Mark Townsend, but Otto will work his way up into third position. So Hampson just dropped back from the back of that 48, the Mad Harry's number 48 in Jackson Delamont. The go hosting 38 of Stephen Hampson has got Bruce Otter behind him, then it's Harrison Knight, Brent Townsend and James Marquez rounds out the running order. Marquez had all sorts of trouble in that cart yesterday, and it doesn't look like he's found the answers to his problems as he's starting to trail off the back of the field. At the front of the field, though, Jackson Delamont has got a half a second buffer, works out to be about 2.5-3 cart lengths at the start-finish line. And the cart looks to be sitting quite nicely on the track. Hampson closes it down, goes to within a quarter of a cart length that time as he worked his way through into turn two, out of turn two and towards the S, as though Delamont has the speed and the acceleration to clear that gap back out again. So at the moment it's a little bit of cat and mouse between Delamont in the Mad Harry steel cart and Stephen Hampson in that go hosting number 38. So it's Grenfell Canberra, then it's Bruce Otter from Canberra in the stable karting entry, behind him Harrison Knight from Grenfell, further back then to Mark Townsend, Brent Logan, those two having a good little battle of their own at the moment. Mark Townsend now getting past Logan to move up into fifth position. Marquez still battling away there at the back of the field. So with four laps now completed, Delamont starting to pull away from Hampson, and Otter closing in on the back bumper now. So Otter putting the pressure on the 38 of Stephen Hampson as they work through the S's out of turn three and down that back straight. Delamont just showing very good consistency here in the pre-final for Open Performance as he works through Delamont across the line, five laps down. He won heat number two yesterday. Hampson won heat three, as I mentioned, in the wet and greasy conditions yesterday. It was Steve Martin who won heat number one, but Martin in that Yass Valley Earthworks car not able to come out in the pre-final. Don't know if the car will be right for the final or not. But as Delamont sets himself up with a 1.4 second lead, Mark Townsend working his way forward now, has got past the 42 of Harrison Knight. That's the Grenfell Stable Karting sponsored entry. So Mark Townsend now with a 0.4 deficit on Bruce Otter. In fact, that's closed up. There's almost nothing between those two carts as they come across the line now. So Hampson has just kicked away from Otter in the 72, and Mark Townsend in the 13 is the cart that now has got the momentum, and he heads down the back straight. Otter pulls away slightly in the midsection of that back straight, but Townsend closes up under brakes once again. So Delamont's out to a 1.6 second lead over Stephen Hampson. Hampson would be confident that a front row start is what he needs, and we see sometimes here on the Grenfell circuit that the outside of the front row, which is the line that most of the racing's done on, it can be advantageous. Just saw James Marquez come through past the start finish line. He is 13 seconds behind your leader in Jackson Delamont. He has got a terrible push in that card. He had the front wheels turned almost to full lock and the cart was still wanting to go straight ahead on him. Meanwhile, at the front of the field, nothing seems to be a problem for Jackson Delamont, who just on his last lap was a 31.6. He's got no pressure on him at the moment. Steve Hampson's the 31.8, and now it's Bruce Otter who's under all the pressure from Mark Townsend, who's running in the 31.3s currently. So Townsend, who's a half a cart length behind Bruce Otter, heading into turn number two. Just lost a bit of ground coming out of two once again, but through the S's. Looks very good. Chance to set up for a move down the back straight. Otter's got some good mid-straight speed. White flag going out this time as Delamont across the start-finish line. Jackson Delamont from Hampson. Now a good move through the infield. Mark Townsend makes the pass on Otter, and Townsend's up into third position. So Mark Townsend putting a great driving display on here after he fell back as far as sixth position, has driven his way back up to third. And as Jackson Delamont comes through the infield, Townsend would have liked probably another lap. As they go to the line, Hampson and Townsend, a cart length in it at the line, 0.15 seconds in fact, and I'm sure Townsend would have loved another lap to put the pressure on Stephen Hampson there, but the checker flag waves, Jackson Delamont wins the Brewers Construction Open Performance Pre-Final from Stephen Hampson, Mark Townsend, Bruce Otter, Harrison Knight, Brent Logan and James Marquez comes through to complete the runners. So as we get set for this cadets pre-final, Zach Hurd, the Sydney driver from the North Shore Kart Club, the Kart 1 Racing CC Race Engines number 48 will start from the pole. Cody Bircher will start out of position number 2. Then it's Josh Sargent in the 74, the Tegra Kart, 28 of Finlay Allen, that's the in-flight ER-sponsored entry. Peter O'Brien in the 61, he's got Dad as the sponsor listed there. I'm sure there's a few more in this field that are the same. Lachlan Hall in the 18, Chloe Cozzi in the 9, Lachlan Toole in the Gulf Western Oils cart number 13. The 25's Jordan Giannopoulos in the leading IT cart. Josh Haynes in the 10's, the rock-solid concreting entry. Then it's the 14 of Taylor Hazard, the Canberra Kart Shed number 23 of Mia Bolton, Cooper Allen, another of the in-flight ER kart number 19 as we go racing. And it's a great start for Hurd. Sargent slips straight up the inside that time of Bircher as they work their way down the front straight for the first time. Two and three wide heading into turn number two. Will they all make it through there? They do. It's good racing here from the cadets. As Zach Hurd is your race leader. Now, what can Josh Sargent in the Tegra 74 kart, can he pull out here as they head through the S's? It's nose to tail for the first five karts, which includes Hurd, Sargent, Bircher, Allen, then it's O'Brien. Coming up through the field, Chloe Cozzi in the 9, then it's back to Josh Haynes, Taylor Hazard, Lachlan Hall, Cooper Allen, Giannopoulos, Toole, Bolton, Myers, then it's back to Sands, Levanas, and off into turn 2. A couple of spinners, they've both been able to get going once again, now further back in the field. So as Hurd continues to lead, now Sargent has got Bircher on his back bumper. That's the orange driver in the Bircher EFI kart number 6. Was very consistent throughout the heat races yesterday in the cadets. Of course, the cadets had two races in very slippery conditions. It was Zach Hurd who led Cody Bircher home in heat number 1. In Heat 2, it was Cody Bircher's turn to take the victory from Finley Allen. Zach Hurd coming through the field from about fourth position. Came from the back of the field, 20th position or something like that, to fourth. And then it was Josh Sargent who led home Zach Hurd with Chloe Cozzi third in heat number three. So at the moment, Hurd leads Sargent, then it's back to Bircher. And those three, nose to tail now as the gap has been established before you get to Finley Allen and Peter O'Brien. So Finley Allen making the pass on Peter O'Brien. Josh Haynes has got by Chloe Cozzi as the leaders work their way through the infield once again. Hurd looks like he's just got enough control and enough up his sleeve that he can just pull away when he needs to from Sargent and Bircher. Bircher thinks about a lunge down the inside. Oh, and two carts in to the side of each other. Coming off turn number one was Finley Allen and Peter O'Brien. And interestingly enough, when they got together, neither of them lifted. They've gone through the grass area, cut off across turn two, and rejoined the track as the leaders were heading towards the S's. So very lucky no one else collected them there. The leader comes across the start-finish line. That's Zach Hurd. Josh Sargent in second position now with Bircher still in third. They're coming up on the first of the back markers, which will be Caleb Heffron. Heffron just... Oh, we have a spin. I think that's young Caleb Heffron there. He had a number of spins yesterday as the youngster is off his P-plates but still coming up to speed. And these cadets are absolutely cutting no slack. Three wide, another cart going off the circuit. I think that's Finley Allen again. He tried to go around the outside of Heffron, and it is another off there. So it is Finley Allen, in fact, that has had that spin. So bad luck there, but these cadets are absolutely racing at 10 tenths at every point of the lap. The leader is Hurd, Sargent, Bircher is in second. As they come through the infield, another lap cart to negotiate. This time it's Riley Woolner. Now, Woolner keeps on his racing line and well out of the way of Hurd, who gets through, who's opened up a 1.1 second advantage through this early traffic. Sargent and Bircher are still nose to tail now, and another good battle is appearing here as Taylor Hazard got the break through the traffic last time and is now ahead of Josh Haynes. Chloe Cozzi in that mix as well. Mia Bolton there just getting past the back marker of Heffron. Four laps left to run as the 48 comes across the start-finish line. Sargent, Bircher still second and third. Then we go back to the 14 cart. That's the Taylor Hazard cart, another of the North Shore Kart Club members here. Haynes and Chloe Cozzi. Cozzi from Combined Districts, as I mentioned, the state titles coming up at Lithgow in October this year. That will be a big meeting out there for the Combined Districts Car Club. Big one here as Zach Hurd heads through the infield. He heads down onto more traffic in turn two. I was looking through the infield and it's Josh Haynes who goes round the outside in turn number one and takes fourth position. Hazard tried to go to the inside of the lap cart in Woolner and has lost out. Chloe Cozzi, I think, also managed to get the spot as well. So brave move by Josh Haynes in the rock solid concreting cart to take the lead. So heavy traffic ahead for the leaders as Zach Hurd now has got through a few more carts. There's Kircher, who makes the pass on Sargent through the traffic. So Sargent shuffled back to third. Bircher and Sargent ducking and weaving. Oh, Bircher's got the run here, I think, through the traffic that time. And in fact, no, Sargent might have picked him off using a back marker as the advantage. White flag going out this time for the 48 of Zach Hurd. So Hurd across the start finish line now, coming up onto the back of the number 41, that is Nicholas Myers. And Myers, good job there, keeping out of the way of the leader. Sargent has retaken that spot from Bircher, and it looks like Taylor Hazard has grabbed the spot back from Cozzy and from Josh Haynes. So as the checkered flag is at the ready, plenty of action here in the cadets as they head through the final turn. Zach Hurd takes the victory. Second place goes to Josh Sargent. Third place to Cody Bircher. A couple of the back markers will come through to complete their races. Oh, it looks like Josh Haynes coming off the last corner, runs wide, but he'll hold on to lead home Hazard and Cozzy. Then it's back to Cooper Allen. Finley Allen, the next card through. So Finley Allen with those two off certainly were costly to his pre-finals result. Then it's back to Theodore Levanis, Jordan Giannopoulos, Lachlan Hall, Noah Sands. Then it's Lachlan Toole, Mia Bolton, Madison Jess, and then carts one lap down, Nicholas Myers, Ethan Smith, Mitchell Whale, Ryan Woolner and Caleb Heffron finished the race two laps down. Well, the cadets certainly provided some heart-in-the-mouth stuff for all the fans and particularly their families and crews. Yeah, great to have all those sponsors on board. The pole sitter, Jason Newman from Orange, is a national title holder in kart number 12. That's what the green number plate signifies. So, as he gets set for a pre-final here, it's going to be interesting to see how this big field of senior nationals, brought to you by Max Creek, one off the circuit already, so I'm not sure if they won't go green here. The 21 cart, that's Brendan White, the P-plater, who was speared off the circuit as they were coming around to form up. So he is due to start from position 15, so he'll be asked to hurry along. I don't know if they will give him another lap to catch up. They're sending it out as they get set for a start here. It's Jason Newman, Kieran Doran. Oh, not happy. Leader there, Jason Newman, just getting told he's attacking it too quickly. And he wants, and Ryan Galvin there, the starter, wants them to come evenly to the start-finish line. Kieran Doran's on the outside of the front row, the Wagga driver in the Karting World Camden entry. David Dunbar in the three is the next kart. Then it's Mitchell Meredith, Brian Scabaris, and the Brian's Earthworks cart. Jeremy Lavelle, Warren Hodder, Wayne Ogley, Mark Dunbar. No mucking around this time. They get the green flag early as they come through turn number one, and all single file quickly there. Newman got the jump. Dunbar, I think you'll find, is slipped up into second position. Now it's back there to Doran, the next cart through. Doran working his way through the S's and trying to grab back that spot he's dropped off the start as Jason Newman. Newman leads them through the hairpin for the first time. Doran makes the move now and does grab that second spot back. But Newman, who's, you can see, just tuning on the carburetor already, trying to make a few adjustments to that car, is out to almost a second lead on lap number one. Kieran Doran is the next car through, followed by David Dunbar, then it's Mitchell Meredith, Brian Scabiris, followed by Hodder, Ogilvy, Mark Dunbar, Eric Angelucci having a good run, started out of position 14, Angelucci, and is up to ninth spot already. So as the leaders working their way through the infield once again, Jason Newman, the former national champion, heads across the start finish line. Kieran Doran in the 17 car sits there in second, 0.8 of a second behind Newman. Dunbar back there in third has got some pressure being put onto the back of his car by the 23 of Mitchell Meredith. Meredith closes up. Can he make a lunge going into the hairpin this time? Meredith, no. Has to stay in line. David Dunbar, though, knows that third place is going to be hard to hang on to. As Dunbar and Meredith. Meredith looked to the inside that time, going through the infield. Dunbar's run wide coming out of that final turn, but Meredith not close enough to challenge. Scabiris is back there in fifth position, and he, along with Warren Hodder, are closing in and starting to make it a four-way battle for third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. So Jason Newman works his way through the hairpin now as Kieran Doran has taken another 0.2 of a second out of his lead. He's down to 0.6 of a second here in what has been an interesting senior national heavy pre-final already. We've just completed 4.5 laps now. Jason Newman is your leader. As Doran, then Dunbar, Meredith, Scabiris. They continue this battle for third, fourth, fifth and sixth. And now the doors open. Meredith looks up the inside of Dunbar, heading through the infield. They're side by side, heading towards the final turn now. And it's going to be the opportunity that Scabiris was looking for. And Scabiris takes both Dunbar and Meredith in the turn number one. So Scabiris now up into third position as Dunbar shuffled back one here. Dunbar just made a slight mistake going through the infield, and by the time they came off that second turn in the infield here, the second left-hander, it had set up the chance for Scabiris to do a crossover move through the final turn, and that was all he needed to be able to grab third place. Newman leading by a half a second, so Doran is consistently that 1/10 of a second faster than Newman now. And as the leaders work their way down through the hairpin, this battle for third continues to rage as they are about 5 seconds behind the battle at the front of the field. Seven laps completed as they're coming up now on the back of some of the slower traffic. That's Robert Dixon in the 73 that will be the first cart to go a lap down. So great start to this pre-final. We've seen some interesting racing throughout. And right now, with 8 laps completed, it's still Jason Newman who leads the way. But Kieran Doran, 0.3 of a second, he's steadily just working this lead, whittling it away, which was established on lap number one. Warren Hodder in the 4 card is starting to fade off the back of the Dunbar Meredith. In fact, we've lost one cart. We've lost the Scabiris cart from that battle. So Brian Scabiris, I didn't see where he came. It looks like he's come off the circuit in turn number 2. So I missed what caused that incident. But Unfortunately for Skibiris, he's going to start a long way down the field now, as he is currently the only kart that is off the circuit. So race leader is still Jason Newman, and he has got the best of the run through the traffic, as he has been able to open up a very, very big lead heading through the back markers. So the battle that was brewing here for the final couple of laps has been cut short, as Newman was able to pick his way through the traffic and now has a 2.3 second advantage. He comes up onto the back of Jason Bender in the 7 kart, and Bender now allows Newman through, another fellow Orange Kart Club member. The Orange Kart Club very strong here, strongly represented in senior national. In fact, across the national classes, more drama down there as they head towards turn 3. And two more carts off. I think that's the 73 of Robert Dixon. As the white flag is out, the leader heads through the S's now and onto the back straight. Great battle going on here through the traffic of Kevin Field. He has just been swamped by Ogilvy, Dunbar, Lavelle. But the leader comes through the infield for the final time, and Jason Newman will take the victory. Newman takes the win. Second place will be Kieran Doran, but he is now even further back. The traffic just played real havoc for the 17 kart. In fact, I think Doran might be off the circuit. Yes, Mitchell Meredith now has come home in second. So Doran, late in the race. Warren Hodder has pulled off the circuit as well. He was trying to roll the cart with his hands on the wheels to get it across the finish line, but he just hasn't quite got out of the final corner. So Jason Newman takes the victory by 14.9 seconds from Mitchell Meredith. Then it's Wayne Ogilvy, Mark Dunbar, Jeremy Lavelle, Grant Inwood, Eric Angelucci. Then it is Kieran Doran, the first of the did not finishes. So we saw a lot of carts in that last lap starting to fall by the wayside. In fact, Kieran Doran, Warren Hodder, Jason Bender was a lap down, so he will be classed as a finisher. Brendan White was also a lap down. He'll be classed as a finisher, along with Brendan White and Kevin Field. But then David Dunbar, Robert Dixon and Brian Skibiris all failing to finish. So, senior national heavy, well, that was very interesting. But Jason Newman certainly showing the pace he needs to be able to sit on the pole for the final and be confident that he can get a good result there. Now, I mentioned the raffles. We've got two raffles going. Three tickets for $5 for raffle number one, which is an Xbox 360, Sony digital camera, Ripcurl backpack, remote control UFO and digital photo keyring. Raffle number two, it's $5 a ticket, and it's your choice of an engine rebuild courtesy of Shane Piper Race Engines, or one day of on-track training at either Dubbo Orange or Grenfell with Shane Piper. So two great raffles. Raffle number one, three tickets for $5, and raffle number two, $5 a ticket, and it's a choice of an engine rebuild courtesy of Shane Piper Racing, or a day of track training at either Dubbo Orange or Grenfell with Shane Piper. Junior National Heavy pre-final. Gus Flynn will start on the pole. Looking at the heat races, Flynn and Jared Whitty were the fastest in heat number one. They repeated those positions in heat number two. But heat number three, Whitty was finally able to get past Gus Flynn for the victory. So no surprise that the 51 of Gus Flynn and the 90 of Jared Whitty are your front runners there. So as the leaders head around the turn number two, they're in good formation. They'll go through the cutoff here and we'll be looking for a start. Flynn and Whitty, your front row. And this should be a great battle. 12 laps the distance. Away and racing. Flynn gets the run off the inside. Whitty immediately tries to fall in behind. Now cuts to the inside and goes for the lead into turn number two. So it is Jared Whitty in that racerswarehouse.com.au cart that leads the way early as Flynn in the Formaz Parts Plus entry sits back there in second position. Oh, he'll get shuffled out now. Josh Fife, the Canberra driver in the NGW stable karting entry, has made the jump and got past Flynn as well. So everyone's decided that they need to attack the 51 kart early in the run. And they have managed, well, two so far. Whitty and Fife have managed to make the most of their early opportunities. Flynn trying to come back now on the 70 kart of Fife. Just can't do anything as they head down the back straight. Whitty is out to almost a second lead at the moment, with Fife back there in second position. Flynn running in third. Then it's back to Koenig. Jack Koenig in the 59. He's the Dubbo driver. Plenty of experience in the young driver. Jack Dare from Wagga. That's the Molars Plumbing Service. As we have a spinner down there in turn number two. As he rejoins the track, that's going to be a costly off. I think that might be Chris Cooper. It's an all-blue car. We'll pick that up next time by as your leader, Jared Whitty. The Griffith driver in that Stars and Stripes, the very striking livery on the side pod and nose cones. Fife sits back there in second now. Good move from Jack Dare. Gets himself up ahead of Koenig, but down in turn two. He didn't hold that position for long. Koenig immediately dive bombs him, going into turn two, and will take the spot back. So it was Cody Boulding in the 19 that had that spin down there in turn two. And Boulding is off now in 14th position. So that will be a tough job for him to come back from here in the final later on. As Fife goes to the inside of Whitty and makes the pass. Whitty on the crisscross, coming out of turn two. Fights back as they head to the S's. And it's Whitty who will retake the lead. So Whitty from Fife. Then it's Flynn sitting in third position now. Flynn trying to get up in amongst it. He makes the move. So Fife getting the lead back through the hairpin as Whitty tried to fight him off. That opened the door for Flynn to move back up into second position. So it's Fife, Flynn, Whitty. Your top three as Flynn goes to the inside of Fife into turn number two. And Fife will be shuffled back to second. Flynn goes back to the lead. Whitty was trying to make the move on Fife as well. Just didn't come off that time. But Gus Flynn now sits back, looks very comfortable in the cart, and found that it's all pressures are up and is definitely there. So Gus Flynn, the Formaz Parts Plus, cart number 51 across that start-finish line now. And he is your leader. Fife sets up down into turn two. Fife takes the spot back. So Josh Fife in the natural gas and water. Cart number 70 gets the lead back. We have a cart off the circuit. That's Jack Dare in the 11. So Jack Dare has come off the circuit, coming out of turn number three onto the back straight that time. And so his crew will need to get a trolley over to him. As Flynn just gets into the back bumper that time of Fife going down the front straight. Fife holding on to the lead for the moment, but Gus Flynn looks like he is all over the back of the Canberra driver. The Manning Car Club, number 51, dives up the inside of Fife. Fife, nowhere to go. He got boxed in. I think he ran up the back of Flynn's bumper as Whitty was pushing him. So Flynn back to the lead. Can Fife make the move again? He tries to set up down the front straight. He pulls to the side. He's got plenty of speed. Side by side into turn two. Flynn holds him off. Whitty now will try the crossover, heading towards the S's. At Fife holds his line and maintains his position. Flynn leads from Fife. Whitty. Chris Cooper now up into fourth position ahead of Alex Venables. Venables in that 98 card has been quite strong. Started off the back, well, the middle of the field in the back in the first two heats and worked his way forward both times. But now hasn't got the pace to work himself and Cooper up to the front runners. Gus Flynn is your race leader. He heads down the back straight. Leaders looking to complete lap number 10 this time by. Flynn, Fife and Whitty. Flynn just opening up a handy buffer now. Just on a half a second, the lead for Gus Flynn over Josh Fife. Jared Whitty looking, thought about a move to the inside of Fife that time, but not able to make the pass. Prendergast and Jack Koenig having a good battle of their own as they head into turn number two. Further back in the field, Gavin Townsend and Shea are battling it out. And Cody Boulding starting to get into that battle as well, just getting past Jareth Freeman. But still stuck back there in 11th position, the number 19 card. White flag out now for the leaders as white flag for race leader in Gus Flynn. Josh Fife there in second position, holding off the charge from Jared Whitty, but it looks like Flynn's got enough. Boulding's picked off another two. Joel Townsend and also Brendan Shade. As the checkered flag is at the ready, Gus Flynn will come through to take the Canberra Car Shed pre-final for Junior National Heavy. Fife comes home in second. Whitty is third. Fourth place, Chris Cooper with Alex Venables back there in fifth. Prendergast, Jared Prendergast, that is, in the 69 cart, comes home in 6th, with Jack Cooning in the 59 coming home in 7th. Cody Boulding will get home ahead of Jacob Gavin. Then it's Joel Townsend, Brendan Shea, Jareth Freeman, Brendan Croxton, Kayleen Bennett completes the carts on the leader's lap, with Jamie Prendergast one lap down in the 23 cart, and Jack Dare, unfortunately, a DNF in the number 11 card. Now for our first pre-final, the pre-final for the Clubman Heavies, brought to you by Westline, the best line. And it'll be Bruce Otter off the pole, Michael Hazelton in the 48, out of position number 2. So the heats yesterday in Clubman Heavy were, well, quite an interesting mixed bag, really. Richard King and Michael Linsell were the fastest in heat number 1. In heat number 2, it was Jackson Delamont, Michael O'Brien and Edward Withers. And then in heat number 3, it was Hazelton ahead of Delamont and Otter. So, Otter in the stable karting, Entry number 72 will start from the pole. Michael Hazelton in the 48 on the outside of the front row. That's the MIK race cart. Jackson Delamont, the Mad Harry's cart. Behind him, Michael O'Brien, Michael Linsell. Warwick Norris starts out to number 6. Now, Warwick Norris in that 11 card had shown some great speed yesterday as well. He's one of the Sydney Kart Racing Club entrants here. Dundee Contracting's number 19 of Edward Withers. Richard King, who had a great first heat but struggled the rest of the day, is back there in 8th. As we're away and racing, oh, Otter missed the start completely. That allowed Hazelden to check out at the front of the field. O'Brien has got a good start as well as they head down into turn number 2. And Otter, very slow to react. He's like his cart just completely bogged down. He eventually got it going, but not before Hazelton established himself a very handy buffer at the front of the field. So Otter leads from Hazelton. Then it's back to Delamont in the 42. No, in fact, Delamont's fallen further back. So he's back in fifth position as Michael O'Brien and Linsell both got better jumps off the start. Now, Otter had problems in heat number 1 yesterday. In fact, he had to he finished the race holding on to the spark plug lead. I'm wondering if, once again, he has more problems along those lines, because he is really starting to fade back through the field after starting on the front row. He's now back to fourth, fifth position. In fact, looks like Warwick Norris is about to set up to make the pass on him going down into turn number 2. No, couldn't quite make the pass that time, Norris. But it's now Hazelton from O'Brien and Linsell. Three Michaels at the front of the field. Two from Lithgow, one from Wagga. Then it's Grenfell's Jackson Delamont in the Mad Harry's card. Otter is the next one, followed by Norris, Boots, Withers, King, Schneider. Now, Schneider had two DNFs, I think, yesterday. One, he was off the track in Heat 2 before the race even started. Matthew Ray, Robert Gilby, George Thompson, then it's Shelby Hine, and rounding out the runners is Stephen Breschner, who is almost a lap down here on lap number 4. Anthony O'Brien from Dubbo not taking the start. So Hazelton in that 48 out to a very big lead. 3 seconds is the advantage as Linsell looked to the inside of O'Brien heading into turn 2. Not close enough to make the move. Delamont there in the 27 card. Now has got Otter putting the pressure on him. I think Otter's made the pass on Delamont, so Otter's sorted out the problems he had with that card earlier and is now starting to make his way back forward once again, getting past to the Mad Harry's 27 of Jackson Delamont. Now dives to the inside of Michael O'Brien, and Otter will take third position. So Bruce Otter working his way back up through the field after dropping back as far as fourth. He's now back up to third. Michael Hazelton, though, 4 seconds ahead of Michael Linsell. Blue flags at the ready for the 60 cart as Stephen Breschner is about to go left down. That opens up the gap once again for Otter. He'll go to second place, and now Michael O'Brien will try and follow him through in turn number 2. They're too wide coming out of turn 2, further back in the pack. That's Withers and King battling on quite hard there, as it looks like Braden Boots also getting in amongst the action, as they're too wide through the hairpin once again. Three wide into the infield now. This is amazing driving. as Boots gets up past the 78 of Ray, the 15 cart of Withers. No, it's the 19 of Withers tried to go up the inside of Ray as well. So we're seeing some great action here in the Clubman Heavy pre-final, brought to you by Westline. Four laps remaining, this time by for Michael Hazelton as he heads across the start finish line. Now, all that toing and froing in the back markers, it was Jackson Delamont that managed to have the best of the run. He's up to second place now. Otter's shuffled back down to fourth. Michael Linsell's in third. There'll be three laps next time by. Three laps now remaining for your race leader, Michael Hazelton. Delamont sits in second. Then it's Linsell. Otter in fourth. Can he make a move back on the 84 of Linsell? Then it's back. Fifth place will be Michael O'Brien. Warwick Norris in the 11, still battling on as the leader comes up on the 3 of Shelby Hine. The leader makes the move on the back marker. Huge lead for Michael Hazelton now. Over 7 seconds on Jackson Delamont, Michael Linsell. Then it is Bruce Otter, O'Brien and Norris. No change in the field further back. So as the leader heads through the infield now towards the white flag, Hazelton with a dominant performance across that start finish line. With one lap left to run, Delamont, Linsell and Otter. What can Otter do on this final lap? He looks too far back to make a challenge on the 84 of Michael Linsell. Off into the dirt that time is the, I think, the 95 of Brandon Boots. So he's going to lose a spot to Richard King now. Just interesting to see as the checkered flag is out and Hazelton will win the West Lime Clubman Heavy pre-final. Second place is Jackson Delamont. Third place going to Linsell. Otter back there in fourth. Then it's O'Brien. Norris further back then to Ray, Withers, King, Schneider. Boots was the one that lost out running off the circuit down the front straight on that last lap. Gilby, Thompson, Hine and Breschner is your running order here at the finish. So, an interesting Clubman Heavy pre-final. Hazelton looks like he will be very tough to beat in the final, coming up a little bit later on this afternoon. All right, getting set for, well, we're already underway here in Cadet P's as the leader, Mac O'Neill. He started on the pole, the Dubbo driver, leading the way. Harry Hutchins, that's the 15P from South Australia, based out at Adelaide. And as we come across the line, it's Lachlan Lawson from Orange who's up into second. Hutchins in third. Further back then to Lithgow's William Cozzi. Then it's Bailey Hazard from Eastern Creek. That's the North Shore Karting Club. Then it's Tilly Dunbar from Orange. Dubbo's Peyton Ray. Brooklyn Skabiris in the 70 cart from Lithgow. And then Cooper Beaton and Michaela Boots from Grenfell and Griffith respectively. So great field of Cadet P's here in the Bob High Memorial Festival of the Kids as the 81 Mac O'Neill comes across the start finish line. And Mac O'Neill really showing a great turn of speed here, has been dominant in Cadet P's. Now Hutchins up the inside of Lawson. They're side by side as they come off turn number two. And I think Lawson has been able to hold on to that spot. So Lawson, the orange driver. Gee, we've got some great young drivers coming out of the orange area at the moment. And speaking to people last night with talks that there's real moves ahead for the track at Bathurst. That's going to give another great facility in this central west region of New South Wales. So as Mac O'Neill, Lachlan Lawson, Harry Hutchins, Ben William Cossey, Bailey Hazard, Tilly Dunbar and Peyton Ray. As the leader, Mac O'Neill out to a 6.7 second lead at the moment. Lawson still holding on to second place. Hutchins back there in third. The difference between Mac O'Neill in the 81P cart and Lawson, who's running second at the moment, is 2 seconds, or 2.5 seconds in fact. Mac O'Neill's last lap was a 40.3, with Lawson a 42.8. They were both their fastest laps of the race. So Harry Hutchins at 43.1 that last lap. So blue flags at the ready as the leaders come up onto traffic into turn number two. Skaviris, Beaton and Boots all going a lap down to the leader in Mac O'Neill. And O'Neill getting through that traffic with great ease. So O'Neill, Lawson, Hutchins. Hutchins now just under a second behind Lawson in third place. William Cossey a further 3.9 seconds back. So as the cart's really starting to string out around the circuit, O'Neill has completed lap 6. So half race distance completed by your leader. Lawson and Hutchins. Hutchins starting to put a charge on here. Close that gap back up to less than half a second now. So Hutchins, 3/10 of a second faster than Lawson on that last lap. And a battle for a second looks like it's about to ensue as Lawson heads down into the hairpin. Now the back markers, there's going to be some heavy traffic ahead for the 18 and the 15 of Lawson and Hutchins. So Hutchins now, who will be the more aggressive through the traffic? Oh, Lawson makes a great move there, just stuck to the inside. Hutchins went high and has got himself caught in another of the back markers. That's the Cooper Beaton cart. So that's going to allow Lawson to really get away here. And through the traffic, it was Lachlan Lawson who showed the best judgment and really made some good passes. So the leader across the start-finish line now is lapped up to 6th position and is looking to close in on the gap between himself and the 55 of Bailey Hazard. Across the line now, 2nd and 3rd, that's still Lawson and Hutchins as they head down into turn number 2. Now Hutchins is closed up on Lawson once again as the leader heads across the start finish line to put Bailey Hazard a lap down. So with 3 laps left to run, well, less than that now for the leader, but Lawson and Hutchins still having an interesting battle. Looks like Hutchins not able to match the speed of Lawson. He was closing in on him for about a 3 or 4 lap period, just that time, through turn number one, he turned in, got there too early on the apex, so they'd had to turn out and then turn in again. So that's going to lose you a lot of time when you're in a restricted engine category. If you more you're turning the wheel, the more speed you're wiping off your car. So as the leader has clicked off another lap, he's got less than a lap and a half to run. The battle for second looks like it is. Battle for second is hotting up now. Great run here. The 81 dives up the inside now of the 69 to put Cooper Beaton another lap down. Second place battle, Hutchings is closed in on Lawson. Lawson and Hutchings. Hutchings, I think, has got the pass done. So, with a lap and a half to go. No, Hutchings just didn't quite make it going down there into the hairpin that time. So it's Lawson and Hutchings. They start their final lap now. Hutchings on a charge. Looks to the inside again. No, decides not to go on with the move. Checkered flag at the ready. And Mac O'Neill is going to take a victory here in the pre-final. O'Neill, a dominant win. Cozzy in fourth place finishes a lap down. That is how strong a performance Mac O'Neill was able to show. Lawson holding on for second at the moment. It's a good battle to the line. Lawson in the 18. Hutchings in the 15. Across the line in second and third positions. So the Cadet P pre-final. Mac O'Neill has locked up pole position for the final coming up later today.
The Grenfell Car Club would like to thank their bronze sponsors, including Carlos IGA Grenfell, Grenfell Quality Meat, Bromar Engineering, RD, your local kitchen and kitchenware shop, Louise's Locker for the latest in women's clothing, Jane Parlett Country Experience, Milton Brothers Earth Moving, Grenfell Commodities, your local grain traders, Aston Joyce Stock Property Real Estate in Grenfell, CJ Anderson Stock and Real Estate in Grenfell, Lotus Coaches, the Whedon Shire Council, and Bow Repairs Grenfell. Junior National Light is sponsored by Gordon Garland Moffat, a local law firm which produces high-level expertise in specific areas of law, including property and hotel sales, asset and estate planning, business law, general litigation, and family law. Gordon, Garland, Moffat have been long-time supporters of the Grenfell Car Club and are proud to be supporting Junior National Light here at the Festival of the Kids.
We get set now for Junior National Light. Brought to you by Gordon, Garland, Moffat, the local law firm. Great to have them and their continuing support of the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Just a reminder, raffle tickets are now on sale. Raffle 1, 3 tickets for $5. First prize, an Xbox 360. Second, a Sony digital camera. Then a Ripcurl bag, remote control, UFO and digital photo keyring. Raffle 2, $5 ticket. Your choice of an engine rebuild courtesy of Shane Piper Race Engines or one day on-track training at either Dubbo Orange or Grenfell with Shane Piper. So we're in good formation. Junior National Light, it's Josh Fife and Jet Bennett on the front row as we go racing. And it's Fife who gets the jump from the pole. Carts trying to sort themselves out there. Three wide down the front straight. Ducking and weaving everywhere, but they all seem to make it through turn number two as well. And race continues at the front of the field. Fife and Bennett as they work their way. One cart slow, rejoining the track, spins around now. I think that's Luke Wrigley He's had a tough weekend in the 64 card, if it is him. A number of dramas throughout yesterday's race. Oh, no, it can't be Wrigley because he's up there in third, so that's good news for him. As it is the, well, the 97, so that's Nicholas Toole, who looked like he was involved in that spin. As the front three of Fife, Bennett and Wrigley all head down the back straight into the hairpin and across into the infield four. This second time, it's still Fife in the natural gas and water entry from the QV. North Shore Car Club entry of Jet Bennett. Then it's Luke Wrigley as we have an incident on the infield. Now, three carts involved in that incident. Bender, Longmore, and I think it might be Toole. So that will be his second incident. They've got the carts off the track quite quickly, which is great, as the leaders make their way through the infield now. So whilst there's yellow flags all around the circuit, it was good those drivers able to clear the carts quickly enough to allow racing to continue. So Josh Fife leading the way in cart number 70. Bennett and Luke Wrigley concertina together. Wrigley's in the Wrigley cart parts entry from Dubbo. In heat number one, we saw the victory going to Jet Bennett from Josh Fife. Luke Wrigley was back there in fourth position on that occasion. In heat number two, Sean Chibuteri led home Josh Fife, Jeff Bennett. Wrigley was back there in fifth. Then in heat number three, Fife led home Wiegland, Riley. Bennett was back in fifth and Wrigley was in seventh position. As the race leader across the line now, Fife, Bennett, Wrigley. Fife, Bennett, Wrigley, Wiegland now in fourth. Now Skelton, Chibuteri fading quite badly here in cart number three. As the race leader heads through the hairpin. So race leader works his way across the start finish line. Sable Karting, natural gas and water, cart number 70 of Josh Fife. 0.4 of a second ahead of Jet Bennett. Further back in the field though, the 27 getting lapped is causing a bit of chaos for everyone. As Riley, Kane, Reynolds, Johnson, Chancellor, all involved in that lapping of the 27 of William Hills. 5 laps left to run, and the best battle on the circuit is for about 7th, 8th and 9th place. Riley, Kane, Reynolds, all single file. In fact, I think Lachlan Chancellor has made the pass on Reynolds now. Hayden Cox also in that battle, along with Tom Manwaring. So as the leader, with 4 laps left to run, Bennett under some pressure now from Luke Wrigley, and Wiegland starting to try and close in on that. Wrigley looks to the inside of Bennett, but Bennett not giving up, holds on to second position. Looks like Lachlan Chancellor in that 22. Picked up another spot from Kylie Reynolds. So Chancellor is starting to get himself up into the top 10. And has a bit of a gap now before he'll get to Michael Kane. So Not sure if he'll have the pace to close up on the 42 cart of Kane. As I mentioned, Fife with less than three laps to run. Bennett and Wrigley. Back marker. Now this could be a factor. They're coming back up on William Hills again, who holds his line. Bennett gets balked slightly as the wreck gives Wrigley the chance to make the move. And Wrigley moves up to second position as they head into the hairpin. Through the infield now, Stuart Wieglen still pushing hard. Stuart Wieglen, the Griffith driver, in cart 78. He's looking to try and make the most of this pre-final. Brought to you by Gordon Garland Moffat, Junior National Light. Some good racing here all over the circuit. It's hard to know which battle to focus in on, as the 17 of Kylie Reynolds now has got Ryan Johnson on that lap. So she moves back up to 11th position as the white flag is at the ready for cart number 70, Josh Fife. Wrigley is back there in second position. Then it's back to Jet Bennett. The 78 of Wieglen just can't bridge that gap at the moment. He looks like he'll lock up fourth position. The 17 of Kylie Reynolds ahead of Johnson back there in 11th spot. As the checkered flag at the ready, as Josh Fife will take in the Gordon Garland Moffat Junior National Light pre-final from Luke Wrigley of Dubbo and Jet Bennett from the North Shore Kart Club. Stuart Wieglen is from Griffith, then it's Cameron Skelton from Lithgow in the Extreme Oils cart. Sean Chibuteri, another of the Canberra drivers. Brian Woolner from Griffith in the MIA powder coating cart. Nicholas Riley was the next one through with Michael Kane. Lachlan Chancellor, Kylie Reynolds, Ryan Johnson, Hayden Cox, Tom Manwaring, Harrison Inwood and William Hills rounds out the runners. William Hills two laps down in the end. Bender, Longmore and Nicholas Toole all involved in a incident on about lap number two going through the infield, and those drivers failed to finish. Getting set for a start here in Super Heavy. Regan Angel in the 51, Robert Ames in the 9, one lap away from a start. So Brian Galvin just not quite happy with the formation there. They'll send him through the cut through. Brody Tilbrook in the 7, James O'Malley in the 86, Michael McAuliffe in the 26, Michael Riley in the 17, Robert Gilby in the 2, Oh, contact! Robert Ames got touched there and spins around through and off the circuit. So Ames just, not happy about the situation in the Rad Designs carts, but just has to pull the cart clear now. As leader is Regan Angel. Angel out in front with a handy lead. Angel, Ames is clear now off the circuit. That leaves Tilbrook up into second position. Riley's in third in the 17 cart. That's the OMR Engines cart. McAuliffe from Lithgow's in 26 cart, running in fourth place. Gilby from Grenfell. Kylie Otter in the 72. Interesting to see if Kylie Otter has any of the mechanical problems that Bruce was having in that card earlier. Otter at the moment with the 15 carter, Brent Logan right on her back bumper. And now making a charge, Paul Frost in the 18. Further back in the field, Marianne Croft and James Croft and Croxton having a good battle. James O'Malley's off the circuit as well, the Wagga driver in the Tumut Toyota entry. And he is off in the infield there, so Brody Tilbrook getting some pressure applied to his back bumper by Michael Riley, as well off in the distance now. Regan Angel leads the way. They head down the back straight, and Tilbrook just holding the Riley cart out for the moment. No, he can't. And Riley, oh yes he does, he holds off Riley now. So Tilbrook in the 7, Riley in the 17, head down the front straight once again. Tilbrook looked like he just ran wide into the hairpin, which opened the door that time for Riley. Oh, exhaust pipe has just fallen off the back of that 64. That's Gregory Thurston's in the Miller Engine rebuilding cart. So the Wagga driver will have to retire from this event. As the leader, Regan Angel clicks off lap number 5. Still Tilbrook and Riley are battling it out, but Riley has now finally made the pass on Tilbrook to shuffle him back down to 3rd. Back markers going to be an issue here, first of which will be Marianne Croft and James Croxton. So Angel getting through quickly. Oh, Marianne Croft just balking Riley for the moment. Will Tilbrook be able to set up and head down into turn number 2 for a pass? No, he wasn't. Further back in the field, Gilby, Frost, Logan, then it's Brad Miller and Darren Miller. So here in this pre-final for Clubman Light, brought to you by Mad Harry Steel and also the Clubman Super Heavies, brought to you by Ruse Constructions. We thank them for their ongoing support here of the Bob Hine Memorial. Super Heavy leader is Brad Miller in the 14 cart. He's currently running in 8th position on the racetrack. Regan Angel picks off another lap. He's completed 8 now. Now a back marker here will be critical as Riley and Tilbrook continue their battle for 2nd position. Back marker gives Riley plenty of room. Let's Tilbrook through as well, so no interference there. Oh, a spin down in turn number 1. Spinner will rejoin the field but has lost a whole bunch of time. So the first of the heavies, still Brad Miller. He heads through the infield now and will come across the start-finish line ahead of Darren Miller. So the two Wagga drivers nose to tail in the battle for the Super Heavies. Regan Angel continues on his way. Angel race leader across the start finish line, Regan Angel. Angel leading the way. The leader heads himself down the back straight. So the leader heads through the infield for the final time. And Regan Angel will get the checkered flag. The 51 cart from Newcastle in the Angels roofing accessories cart takes the victory. Michael Riley, Brody Tilbrook, that's Michael McAuliffe, home in fourth position. Brent Logan will be there in fifth, Robert Gilby in sixth, Paul Frost, Brad Miller and Darren Miller, well, they were side by side across the line, 0.07 of a second between those two. Then it was Kylie Otter, rounding out the lead lap carts was Peter O'Mealy, with James Croxton, Robert Miller and Marianne Croft all laps down. Thurston, Mitchell Miller, Robert Amos and James O'Malley all failing to get to the checkered flag. Getting set for a start here in the tag class. Three classes all out there on the circuit at once. Adrian Hogan gets the jump from the pole. They're trying to sort themselves out through turn number two as they work their way through the S's and towards turn three onto the back straight now. And it looks like Jacob Fripp in the 75 card has been able to make the move on Hogan. So Fripp in that ACT Auto Pro Group cart, leading the way now from Adrian Hogan in the 17 cart. Harrison Knight, the Grenfell driver, started out of position 3. He's been shuffled back a spot as Corey Donnelly now is up into 3rd place. Donnelly getting a wheel into the dirt that time as he went down the front straight. That's not going to help his situation. Delamont in the 18 dives up the inside of Harrison Knight. He'll take the spot from him as they head into the hairpin now. They work their way through the infield. Fripp, Hogan, Donnelly, Knight, Delamont. Donnelly just looking like he's got a bit of a handful in that cart. The M&M Donnelly cart 61. And now he's run wide and that has cost him 3 spots. So Corey Donnelly just really starting to back up now, so it looks like his cart's in trouble. As the leaders head through the infield, Fripp and Hogan. Now it's the 14 of Nick Cummins, who's ahead of Jackson Delamont. So Harrison Knight up into fifth as Donnelly's back to sixth position. Robert Hogan's the next cart through. Then it's Aidan Cummings, John McKay, Benjamin Forbes, Macaulay Allen, Brett Staples, Wesley Croft, Paul McCabe, Greg Williams, Eddie Ruiz, Danny Jarks, Jake Goodyear, Michael Hannaford and Warren Hall. The 20 cart still out there and running here in tag. Light, heavy and super heavy as Nick Cummins makes the move up to second position now. Adrian Hogan's made the bounce for the lead as Fripp now gets swamped as he tried to work his way back up to second position, and Fripp's going to find himself back in probably about sixth spot now. So the leading light is Adrian Hogan. He leads the field for the moment. As a cart off the circuit, can't pick up the number there, but that's the second time today we've seen a cart stop coming out of three halfway down. That's Jacob Fripp. So that's Jacob Fripp who's fallen out of the running. Oh, cart into the dirt, spinning. Spin. Macaulay Allen has pirouetted off the outside of turn number one. And he will take no further part in this pre-final. So, Tag Light brought to you by InFlight ER, Tag Heavy from the Canberra Kart Shed, along with Super Heavy by the Canberra Kart Shed as well. Adrian Hogan has checked out at the front of the field, whilst Corey Donnelly has managed to gather things back up and is working his way back into second position with Jackson Delamont behind him, Harrison Knight, Nick Cummings, The first of the heavies in the Westline sponsored 14 cart. So as Adrian Hogan crossed the start finish line that time, Corey Donnelly, well, he'll be very happy. He's been able to just fix whatever was bogging that cart down out of the tight corners. Oh, the 77. He's looped around. Jay Goodyear. And drove back onto the track and then completely stopped. Danny Jarks, fortunately, was well aware that that cart was stopped on the racetrack. Leader with Adrian Hogan. Oh, cart. I didn't see who just pulled off then. I think that was Aidan Cummings. So Cummings has pulled off the circuit. It's 8 laps completed by your race leader as he works his way through the infield once again. Leader is Adrian Hogan across the start finish line. Corey Donnelly still in second. Then it's back to Jackson Delamont. Nick Cummings is back up ahead of Harrison Knight. Robert Hogan back there in sixth. As your race leader, doing it quite comfortably, 2 second gap out in front. Delamont gets back in front of Donnelly. As Donnelly looks over his shoulder to see where Nick Cummins is. So the best of the super heavies is Eddie Ruiz in the Ruiz Construction cart number 26. He's currently running in 10th position. Greg Williams is in 13th. He's the next of the super heavies with Michael Hannaford behind him. Across the start finish line, white flag is out now. Adrian Hogan leads Jackson Delamont, and then it's Corey Donnelly. So Nick Cummins, the first of the heavy drivers. Robert Hogan, the 25, is running second in class. As the leader now heads through the infield for the final time. And Adrian Hogan will take the victory. Delamont home in second. Donnelly in third. Then it's Cummings. Nick Cummings from Harrison Knight. Robert Hogan in the 25, the second of the heavies. Benjamin Ford was the next cart across the line. No, and then behind him, John McCabe. Further back to Wesley Cross. Eddie Ruiz, the first of the super heavies. Brett Staples, Paul McCabe, Greg Williams. Further back then to Michael Hannaford. Then we wait for Danny Jarks. Warren Hall as the final cart past the checkered flag. So, three classes and plenty of action there in Tag Light, Tag Heavy and Tag Super Heavy. Now, a reminder, all competitors, please be aware that after Tag Restricted Light and Heavy, all carters are asked to bring their carts out onto the start-finish line where the club wants to get a photo of all 185 carts that are competing here this weekend to be set up on the start-finish line, which is on the racing circuit. So as soon as Tag Restricted Light and Heavy have completed, please bring your carts and trolley, or bring your carts on their trolleys down to the outgrid. We'll get all the carts there. If you can start actually assembling behind Tag Restricted Light and Heavy, that would help speed the process up. But we'd like all carts to be on the grid for this photo. So if all competitors can please start getting themselves prepared for the photo coming up after the Tag Restricted Light and Heavies.
The Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids would be nothing without their gold sponsors, including Arrow Cars. Hit the track with one of Arrow's ready-to-race X3 packages. Available for most classes, Arrow Racing Karts feature the latest technology, innovation and user-friendly features for maximum performance. Arrow gives you the power to perform. K-Tech Rentals has a range of trucks, trailers, accessories and pilot vehicles to suit all your transport needs. K-Tech Rentals are a proud sponsor of the Grenfell Car Racing Club. And InFlight ER, the InFlight Emergency Room, is a revolutionary aeromedical jet service with the ability to reach anywhere in Australia direct and anywhere in the world to retrieve Australians who become unwell away from home or who need specialised treatment. Equipped like a hospital ER department, it is the only jet in the world fitted with these new class of leading features to ensure you receive only the best care. Ensure your medical and travel insurance providers insist on using InFlight ER. InFlight ER, they'll be there in your time of most need. The gold sponsors of the Bob Hine Memorial hope you're enjoying the weekend. The Rookies are brought to you by Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware in Grenfell. Of the Grenfell Kart Racing Club and have been a massive supporter of the Festival of the Kids in the Bob Hine Memorial. Their stock is everything from gardening supplies, nuts and bolts, to all hardware and painting supplies, as well as a wide range of fishing and camping gear and, of course, electrical goods. Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware in Grenfell. Proud sponsors of the Rookies.
Getting set now for the Rookies pre-final. Just a reminder, all competitors should be getting their carts ready to come out onto the start-finish line for this great group photo. Should look spectacular. Away and racing, Tyler Everingham misses the start. Thomas Sargent on the outside makes the jump, and Sargent leads them down into turn number two. Sergeant Everingham, Fardell in the 11 cart with Reese Cohen behind him. Jack Hutchings back there in fifth. Boulding, Harness, Saints Co. all trying to sort themselves out as Everingham works through the hairpin. Sergeant sits back there in second position. Sergeant leads. It's Everingham that sits back there in second position, who's got the two cart of Reese Cohen right on his back bumper now. So Cohen putting the pressure on Everingham, the orange driver, in the Everingham electrical entry. Fardell in the 11 is in fourth. Then it's Jaden Boulding, the Canberra driver in the WAS automotive cart. Lachlan Zainsko from Griffith, and then the South Australian from Adelaide, Jack Hutchins. Anthony Loss, the next cart through, with Taylor Harness, Rowan Fripp, Lily Bowditch, Darcy Inwood, Cameron Ward, Charlie Dunbar, Will Longmore, Connor Lavelle, then it's Innes, Cohen, White, McLansborough and Heffron rounding out the running order. So all single file currently on the racetrack. No one really battling for position at the front of the field, but it does look like Boulding is about to have some pressure applied to his back bumper by the cart number 28 of Jack Hutchings. As they come across the start finish line, Hutchings in the 28. Looks to set up a move down the front straight. Hutchings to the inside. Can't quite make the pass. Boulding holds on to fifth position. Back there in sixth place, Hutchings. Then it's Zainsko, Loft, Harness, all nose to tail. So as they work down into the S's once again, Thomas Sargent across the start-finish line, the advantage for him is 0.54 of a second. His last lap a 36.5. 36.5 also for Everingham. 36.3, Reese Cohen is the fastest man on the circuit, currently running in third position and getting some pressure applied to his back bumper by Blake Fardell. So as the leader heads through the infield, Fardell now really putting the pressure on the two cart of Reese Cohen. Fardell got a wheel into the dirt coming off turn one as they went down the front straight. As the leader heads through the S's, and Fardell makes the pass. Fardell makes the pass for third position. As the leader heads through the infield, it's still Sargent from Everingham. Fardell now makes the move on Cohen. Now it's interesting, Cohen's got the fastest lap of the race. No, Fardell's got that now. So Blake Fardell, fastest lap of the race, goes no to Tyler Everingham. So Everingham's upping the ante here as the leaders come up on Jay Heffron to put him a lap down. Thomas Sargent, 36.36. Tyler Everingham, 36.299. So Everingham, now the fastest on the circuit, but the back marker has just brought second, third and fourth, all nose to tail. Hutchings in fifth position, works his way through the traffic, and here comes Fardell up the inside of Everingham into turn number two, and Fardell makes the pass. Everingham coming back at him, Fardell side by side, they touch going onto the back straight, and Fardell gets the position now. Will this give Cohen a chance to make a move? Doesn't look like Cohen has got the pace now, and off the circuit, the 98 cart of Tyson Rose Enners comes off the circuit just before the final turn. He's pretty upset, throwing his gloves into the steering wheel. Eight laps completed, as there's a really good battle going on for seventh place. In fact, it might be sixth, seventh and eighth, with Jaden Boulding, Zanesco, Fripp and Harness all nose to tail now as they head on the back straight. Leader is Sargent, Fardell in second, then it's Everingham from Cohen, Hutchins by himself in fifth position. Boulding also has got himself a bit of a gap, so it's the 75 of Rowan Fripp who makes the pass on Zanesco. Zanesco has got Harness now right behind him. Lofts and Lily Bowditch all nose to tail as they work their way through the S's. It is a great battle going on here. Rowan Fripp just starting to get away in the 75, but Zanesco has got Harness, and it looks like Lily Bowditch might have made the pass on Lofts now. No, Bowditch still just back there, so it's white flag out next lap, so we got a lap and a half remaining. Now the 7 moves out. Taylor Harness tries to make the pass that time on Zanesco, has to fall back into line. The leader coming up again on the back marker in Heffron. Now this battle for second, as Fardell has got Everingham right on his back bumper. Oh, the 33 cart there. Jackson White almost slamming the door in the face of Reese Cohen, who runs in fourth. It's still Fripp, Zanesco, Harness, Lofts in that battle for 6th, 7th and 8th. They're side by side going into turn 1. Harness, I think, got the spot. Couple of carts off them to the dirt. I think Lofts has lost the spot to Bowditch now, as a checkered flag is at the ready. Thomas Sargent will win the pre-final here in the Rookies, brought to you by Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware over there in Grenfell. Fardell finishes in second, Reese Cohen in third, Hutchins in fourth, then it's Jaden Boulding. Now Fripp holding on Taylor Harness, Then it's Lee Bowditch, further back then to Zane's Co. Lofts, Cameron Ward, Darcy Inwood, Connor Lavelle, further back then to Wilmore Longmore, Charlie Dunbar, Sasha Cohen, Jackson White, Charlie McLansborough and Jade Heffron, all laps down in what was a very interesting and exciting rookies pre-final. Okay, could we have Peter Eastaway? Peter Eastaway, could you head over to your truck as we prepare for this photo coming up after this next event? All drivers, please be aware, we'd like you to have your carts on your trolleys at the rear of the dummy grid. In fact, once the tag restricted have headed out onto the circuit, we'd like all carts and drivers with their trolleys on the grid, and so we can get everyone out onto the circuit as quickly as possible. Peter Eastaway, if you could head to the truck so you can bring the truck out as well, it'd be most appreciated. All drivers, please have your carts on your trolleys and bring them immediately down to the dummy grid. Running up over the back of James Hutchinson that time, I think, was Alexander Millward. So Millward, who dominated racing yesterday, just finding himself behind Hutchins. And Hutchins will lead them through lap number one. Now Hutchins, who was up and down all day yesterday, I spoke to him last night, said he was just trying different things out for when the racing got serious today. At the moment, Hutchins leads Millwall. Kevin Reid is the first of the heavy drivers in the 47 cart, with John Noyan in the two cart behind him. In fact, Noyan makes the pass now as Millward makes the move on Hutchins. Hutchinson back to second as Millward is up into the front spot. Noyan sits in third now as Reid is in fourth. Eric Reeves is in fifth place with Matthew Whale, Trent Humphreys and Christopher Wilkes. So John Noyan, another of the Orange Car Club members over here for what has been a huge meeting. Race leader, Alexander, across the start-finish line to click off lap number three. We ask all drivers to have their carts on their trolleys and bring them to the dummy grid immediately. All drivers, please, bring your carts, yourself in your driving suit with helmets, to the dummy grid, please, for this once-in-a-lifetime photo opportunity to have every cart on the circuit to show just how many people were here for the Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. Now, Noyan and Hutchinson are starting to mix it up here in the restricted light and heavy battle. Now these two drivers aren't racing for the same, racing in the same class. They are racing for outright finishing position, but Noyan is currently leading the restricted heavies whilst Hutchinson is second in the lights battle. So really there's no value in both those drivers mixing it up too hard, because they effectively aren't racing for the same prize. Alexander Millwall, he is out to a 1.7 second lead at the front of the field. Meanwhile, as Millward comes across the start finish line, Hutchinson is in second. Now, just once again, we want all the carts and drivers with your helmets to the dummy grid now. All competitors with their carts immediately to the dummy grid. We want to get this photo done as quickly as possible so that we can get back to racing for the finals. So all carts and drivers, please make your way immediately to the dummy grid. Seven laps completed in the restricted light and heavy pre-final. No change in positions currently. Still a number of carts I can see in their pit bays. Please start to make your way to the dummy grid so that we can get you all out there quickly for the photo opportunity. Alexander Millward, James Hutchinson, then it's John Noyan, Kevin Reid, Matthew Whale, Chris Wilkes, Eric Reeves and Trent Humphreys, the running order. As we've completed eight laps, it'll be nine laps completed here in tag restricted light. Across the start finish line now, nine laps completed. Millward, no one really battling for position at the moment, although as I say that, it looks like Matthew Whale, Kevin Reid has caught back up to John Noyan. So Noyan in the two cart, Reid in the 47. They could start mixing it up for positions here with 10 laps now completed. So next time by for the leader will be the white flag. We ask everyone, particularly the people further away, if you could start bringing your carts up to the dummy grid immediately, please. All carts, drivers with your helmets, please bring your carts to the dummy grid immediately so that we can get this photo set up and taken as quickly as possible. White flag goes out now to Alexander Millward as he comes across the start-finish line. Hutchinson in the 25 cart, second. Then it's Noyan who's withstood the challenge from Kevin Reid, who now has Matthew Whale putting the pressure on him. Chris Wilkes, Trent Humphreys and Eric Reeds has faded to the back of the field. So checkered flag at the ready. And Alexander Millward takes the pre-final. Hutchinson through in second. Third place is John Noyan, Kevin Reid, Matthew Whale, Trent Humphreys, Chris Wilkes and Eric Reeves will round out the field.